podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Williams, and today we continue our practice in the book of Romans. We're in chapter 15, verses 7 through 13. Welcome one another, then, as Christ welcomed you, for the glory of God. For I say that Christ became a minister of the circumcised to show God's truthfulness, to confirm the promises to the patriarchs, but so that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, therefore I will praise you among the Gentiles and sing praises to your name. And again it says, rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and let all the peoples praise him. And again, Isaiah says, the root of Jesse shall come, raised up to rule the Gentiles. In him shall the Gentiles hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, welcome one another in Christ. In Christ's power welcomes you. Amen. Jesus wants us to give glory to God to all peoples, granting wisdom by the practice we undertake each day to become the truthfulness of God, confirming the promises of God made to his patriarchs before us, becoming one with Christ in all things. Our practice, our prayer, should be unceasing, and our proclamation. It is our life's duty to see charity as the jumping off point of salvation, seeking all souls in Christ's holy name. He is our method of choice, believing that his peace, his joy, and his hope will transition your faith to live as love lives, forgiven as forecalled. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. We continue to pray for our children aloud, especially Alan and Alexandra, Gabriel, Julian, and Jeffrey. Our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot, we pray each day for the dying, Lord. May you give them the peace to take their last breath in you. And we pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, where my practice, prayer, and proclamation lives as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Romans 15. We're in verses 7 through 13 today. Two stanza piece. It is ongoing. It's titled, Spirit Holy, Power, Method of Choice. God's glory in others you welcome as Christ's known. Circumcised minister, Christ mercy, Gentile glorified, own. Patriarchs promises confirm, truthfulness shown. Written it is, name yours praised among Gentiles grown. People his saying again, praise Gentiles, rejoice. Again written, Gentiles all Lord praise with noise. Saying Isaiah, Jesse's root raised hope of Gentiles poise. His rule believes peace, joy abound, spirit holy, power method of choice. Amen. I'm Thomas Show Cruz Wiggins. It's January 21st, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 7 18 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. So we close each day at 6:03. That's 6 minutes and 3 seconds. We lift up the Lord in a novena. That's what 9 equals, a novena of prayer, concentrated 9 different times, normally 9 days straight in a row, as one would care. It's an impromptu day today, leading a life of poetry, I dare. Thanks for joining us across the world with your loving, Christ-given care. Amen. Thanks again for joining us. God bless you and my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, and all those that surround me in the Word of God. Amen. So we close in the name of Jesus. Jesus.